Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is part one of a two-part series called Climbing to the Top of Business. A couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of hearing Jim Collins speak at the World Business Forum. Collins is the author of great business books like Good to Great and How the Mighty Fall and Why Some Companies Never Give In. I'm a huge fan of his, and so I decided to do a mini-series on a couple of Collins-related topics. Today's post is inspired by some comments about one of his personal passion areas, which he made at the forum. Next week, I'll post lessons learned from his first book, Built to Last, Successful Habits of Visionary Companies. In the final moments of Collins' session at the forum, he was asked about his recreational pursuit of choice, rock climbing. Apparently, Collins tries to climb 3 times a week, so it's not just a hobby for him, it's a passion. I can relate, at least sort of. About 15 years ago, my husband and I decided to give rock climbing a try. Many of our date nights were spent at the climbing wall on Manhattan's Upper West Side, where we learned the basics of belaying and body contortion. We'd also took our altitude pursuits outside a few times, once in Joshua Tree, the other in Banff, where we got up to a 5.5 or 5.6, or so our very encouraging guide claimed. Although it's been years since we hung up our climbing shoes, I still remember the high I got from standing on the top of a rock I just scaled or touching the top pinion of the wall. The moments of terror and the tests of will getting there were forgotten as I looked out from those high vantage points and felt a real sense of accomplishment. For an achiever like me, it was that moment of completion which motivated me. Collins explained why rock climbing is so significant to him. First, it's about the unforgiving nature of gravity. Collins explained that for most leaders, particularly when you're young, you can talk your way out of incompetencies, you know, make excuses, compensate, but gravity doesn't care. Like rock climbers, leaders must perform in unforgiving settings, navigating a continuous series of the not normal. In business, there are big, fast-moving forces all facing a lot of gravity. The ability to think clear-headedly when there are big risks involved is a skill leaders must develop. For Collins, the side of a rock 100 feet off the ground is a good place for acquiring the skill and testing it. Second, trusting your partner with your life. In rock climbing, the climber is usually belayed by a partner. That is, one end of the rope is fixed to the harness of the climber and the other end to the belayer. The belayer's job is usually simply to make sure that the climber has the right amount of rope by letting out or pulling in excess rope. But when the climber falls, and it's definitely a when, not an if, the belayer is the only thing keeping him or her from dying. With the rope friction applied by the belayer, the fall is caught and the climber is safe. Far more important than what climb you're doing is who you're climbing with, says Collins. For him, the dependency between the climber and the belayer speaks to one of the most important principles of business. First who, then what. In Good to Great, Collins explains, quote, "We expected to find that the first step in taking a company from good to great would be to set a new direction, a new vision and strategy for the company, and then to get people committed and aligned behind that new direction. We found something quite the opposite. The executives who ignited the transformations first got the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus, and then figured out where to drive it." Collins found who is more important than what, because A, you can more easily adapt to a changing world, B, the problem of how to motivate and manage people largely goes away, and C, if you have the wrong people, it doesn't matter whether you discover the right direction, you still won't have a great company. Collins' conclusion, great vision without great people is irrelevant, is most clearly understood at the bottom of a huge mountain to climb. Who are you going to trust to get you to the top? And the last thing that rock climbing means to Jim Collins is failure versus failure. Collins talked about the Iliad. In addition to being a rock climbing fanatic, he's also a voracious reader, reading 100 books a year. He explained that Hector, not Achilles, is his hero of the story, because even though Hector lost the battle, he fought with great honor and lost with great nobility. Collins differentiates between failure and failure. Failure is letting go, giving up, not trying hard enough. Failure is battling with everything you have and still falling. In rock climbing, as in business, you can always walk away from a fall feeling good, if you have fought your best fight. Colin's insights flesh out my understanding of great rock climbing and great business. I've always been driven by goals, and so rock climbing and my career have been about making it to the top. I'm glad for the reminder that getting to the top matters, but how you climb matters too. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.